Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Irish potato farmers urged to be on the alert for diseases and pests that can affect their crop as a result of high rainfall levels. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
My dream. Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email laborday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Come out and give a helping hand in your community. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
Increased rainfall creates favorable conditions for the rapid development and spread of diseases and pests that affect Irish potato. Irish potato farmers are being urged to be vigilant and take immediate steps to protect the staple crop from diseases such as light blight, also known by farmers as burn or early blight.
The pathogen is present and the conditions are ideal for disease development. So we really want farmers now to be vigilant, increase their scouting activities to at least 2 to 3 times per week to be looking out now for disease development, because even with Irish potato, pressure from other pests such as broad mites is not going to be a problem because you're going to have a lot of them being washed off with just the rain.
Senior plant health and food safety specialist, Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA, Francine Webb. Here are some measures to put in place to protect your Irish potato crop. Remove wilted plants caused by diseases and dispose in a plastic bag.
Put on as soon as the conditions are favorable. Use their systemic fungicides to protect the plants and to arrest any disease development that is there.
Contact fungicide application is recommended during this time.
Contact fungicides will only be on the surface of the plant. It will not be on the inside, so it will easily be washed away by the rains that we're experiencing. Systemic fungicides are taken up by the plant and distributed even to areas that were not treated.
Use only fungicides approved for use on Irish potato. Read the label carefully and apply the correct dose rate of the product. Apply fungicide from the least affected to the highest affected areas of the field. Ensure that good spray coverage is achieved. The use of a sticker is highly recommended so that the chemical can stick and spread on the leaf, seed, and stem. Farmers who plan to harvest their crop should spray their field with Reglone 1 week after the last spraying or approximately 10 days before harvesting. This is to ensure that the top of plants are killed before the tubers are harvested to reduce tuber rots. Maintain good drainage and weed control. Limit the movement of workers and applicators between fields to reduce the spread of disease. Read and immediately respond to text messages from RADA for recommended fungicides and dose rates to be used. For more information about the recommended fungicides, call the nearest RADA office or toll-free at 1-888-275-7232. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You never see kicking cow without kicking calf. Translation, you will never see a kicking cow without a kicking calf. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, children imitate their parents. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.